Another object takedown. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A U.S. F-22 fighter jet shooting down an unidentified object that was flying over Canada. Here's Canadian Defense Minister Anita Anand at a press conference in Ottawa.
Recovery operations are now underway and will be supported by the Canadian Armed Forces in conjunction with the RCMP. This coordinated operation will allow a further investigation into this object. We have no further details about the object at this time, other than it appears to be a small cylindrical object and smaller than the one that was downed off the coast of North Carolina.
The U.S. taking down a suspected Chinese spy balloon over South Carolina last weekend. A smaller object was shot down over Alaska on Friday. The Federal Aviation Administration announcing Saturday that it has reopened a portion of Montana airspace following its closure after Department of Defense activities. That airspace was near the U.S. border with Canada. The death toll from Monday's earthquakes in Turkey and Syria now topping 28,000. Fox's Greg Palcott is there with more.
Officials now saying 80,000 people are in hospitals across the region with injuries from the earthquakes. And one Turkish government official saying the destructive force, 500 atomic bombs, the equivalent of that. A UN aid official saying this is the biggest disaster in the region in 100 years. But we are 5.5 days out and there are still rescue successes. One family of five was found in one town, but the Turkish President Erdogan government is still under a lot of fire for its response.
Turkey's president saying his response to the earthquake has been strong and that it's impossible to be prepared for a disaster of this magnitude. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The United Nations set to take up a proposed resolution over the need for peace in Ukraine. Fox's Matt Napolitano has more from New York.
The resolution, entitled Principles Underlying a Comprehensive, Just, and Lasting Peace in Ukraine. A draft of the proposal calls on diplomatic partners to redouble efforts to achieve peace for the war-torn country and demand Russia unconditionally withdraw from the region. It's a minimized version of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's 10-point peace plan. The 193-member UN General Assembly is expected to take up the resolution during a reactivated emergency session on Ukraine set for later this month, with the approaching one-year mark of Russia's invasion on February 24th.
The Turkey-Syrian earthquake claims the lives of a Florida couple. Fox's Samantha Liebman has the report.
Alex and Veronica Ilgin were visiting family in Turkey when they were buried under the rubble of a five-story building during the devastating earthquake. According to Fox 35 Orlando, Alex's best friend said they were in each other's arms when they were found in the rubble by his brother.
And he said Alex had his arm around Veronica in bed.
Basilios Billy Poulis says Alex was a mortgage broker, Veronica a nurse, and they had just married in July.
It's very comforting to know that they were side by side.
Poulos now collecting supplies to send to those who survived the earthquake because he knows that's what they would have wanted.
Tomorrow's Super Bowl will feature Philadelphia Eagles center Jason Kelce and his younger brother, Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. Their mom, Donna Kelce, tells Fox and Friends Weekend there is no sibling rivalry.
They're very, very close. They love each other a lot. They try to help each other. They've always had each other's back.
It's the first time in NFL history two siblings have played on opposing teams in the Super Bowl. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.